And for most of those suppliers, that's their entire business. So they're kind of in lockstep with each other. Another way to look at that is a lot of the suppliers are somewhat captive to the business rhythm, if you will, of the OEMs. Let's just say the relationship has tension built into it.
To the average consumer, when you're talking about an autonomous vehicle now, you're going to get in a vehicle and it's going to drive you around. Watching that on a video or experiencing that virtually does not elevate the trust level.
This is going back to an age that I was 6 years old. I got my first personal computer as a present from my father, and I started to disconnect the hard disk, and finally I damaged it. This story.
But I've gotten to wear my analyst hat a little bit, so when I meet with clients, I like to ask what makes them unique so I can get a feel for their position in the ecosystem. A lot of it sounds like brand new technology, but it's actually well established. It's just implemented for other use cases or other industries. So
in a lot of ways, you can think of multi-policy decision making as the solution that we came to only after having tried and failed a lot of times before.
Unlike other areas of safety in a vehicle where we're talking about seat belts or airbags or ADAS systems, right, where you can tell that the technology is effective.
Right.
With cybersecurity, it's a bit more complicated because you can't see it. It doesn't have a kinetic effect oftentimes.
Right.
We hope it doesn't. And so to be able to ensure that cybersecurity is impactful, it must also be a layered approach.
When you bring people together, you're collaborating, you're having conversations, and that's where great ideas come from. So we host a series of mobility meetups. So I'm the person behind the scenes and talking about how we can really build out what that next big idea is going to be in our state.
We have a rear engine with really low short exhaust that is mounted close to rear sensors. So this is really important that everything is packaged with ventilation and within the right specification.
You had some of these manufacturers that were really struggling, the independents like Hudson or Nash, that were trying everything they could to have their stake of the market. At the same time, you have this new form of racing that's exploding, especially in the Southeast, and Hudson's right there.
How can we keep increasing exposure of women in the industry? The greater our numbers are, the more that are gonna sort of break through the glass ceiling at the top and then help pull others up as well and give more visibility to the issues that are going on.
Moving at the speed of mobility, this is AutoVision News Radio with Carl Anthony in Detroit, Michigan.